gets one last chance. 38 to 19. Carly for three. Again, good line, just hits the front of the rim. Ball picked up by the Eagles. Morgan will fire it off. Almost in.
Two good attempts at the buzzer beaters here, but with that, we'll go into the fourth and final quarter with Sam Point 38 and the rookies at 19. We'll be back for fourth quarter action here in 1 minute. King Cove, and they're getting ready for the tip-off. Long shot, no good. Rebound goes to Kaylee. Fast break. She's got someone to her left, and Carly Mack between them. Oh, the pass back is a little too high, but Whitney's there to catch it. Sends it back out to Precious. Good hustle there by Smith. Ball almost snapped away, but Summer drives the lane. Good pickup there by Tiana. Summer's trying to get that ball back. He's able to tip it loose off of Tiana's hands. 5:53 left to go in the game. Sandpoint up by 17, 40 to 23. Passing in underneath their own basket. Rookies with the ball. Pass over to Jada, wide open. It's going to be just right of the rim. Sandpoint gets the rebound. 5:39 left to go here in this game. They are up by 17, 40 to 23. Whitney, left open, could have taken the shot. Passes over to Kaylee. Morgan, back to Smith. Precious for three. Passing the ball outside the horn. Shot is no good. Carly Mack on the rebound. Fast break, pulls up on the shot. No good. Good tip over to Ella, who finishes the job. Oh, man, Ella Lewis back in the game here in the fourth quarter. 6 points already. And you just wonder what that would have looked like if she had stayed in the game. But she got the foul trouble real early on. I think Sam Point's going to try to burn down the clock here. Tiana pokes the ball out of bounds. Thanks for tuning in here to KSTP and the Sand Point Sports Network. Tuning in with 5 minutes left to go here in this game. 40-25 now. Sand Point up by 15. Pass in underneath their own basket. Okay, ball now in the hands of the Eagles as they pass into Kaylee. Marcus to Summer Walls. Pass back to Precious. Morgan for three in the corner. Back iron, no good. Morgan follows up her own rebound, steals it. Foul on Jada, who was trying to get the ball back from Morgan after she ripped it away. Sandpoint throws in at their own basket. Play in action. Sam Point, tight defense here from the rookies. Whitney Smith gets the ball. Morgan, top of the free throw line to Summer. Nice pump fake, drives it. Precious for three is good. 43-25 now the score with 4:19 left to go in the game. Jada fires one off to the left this time. Foul. Morgan Gunnarsson puts a, oh no, fought, yeah, Morgan puts a body on Tiana. Rookies will throw in their own basket. 43-25 in favor of the Eagles. 4:10 left, ball out of bounds. Last touch by King Cope. Stay on board. We got the boys game coming up next year on KSTP, and switch on over to King Cove Sports Network when you're ready to watch that one. Summer for three. Nice arc. Front rim. Morgan put back. No good. Fight for the ball. Mary May gets it. Tipped off by Morgan. .350 left in the game. Sandpoint up by 18. Carly fires off a long two. Top rim, no good. Rebound to the rookies. Ellen, off the hook shot, no good. Jada will finish the job. 2 points for King Cove. 43-27 now the score. Sandpoint still in the lead. Morgan, Precious drives in, gets past the defenders. Layup is a little too hard. Off the backboard. Tiana on the fast break. Nice bounce to Ella. That's what we do in practice. That's why you practice the weave and the bounce pass in for the layup. Because it happens in the game. 3 minutes left to go here. 14-point lead for Sandpoint. Morgan or Summer will drive. Ball picked up by Carly. Summer passes back up. Pass back to the pick by Whitney. Fast break all the way. Smith going to the line for what I believe, I don't know if this will be her first points of her career, she scored over in King Cove or not, but these will be the Whitney Smith's first points at home if she's able to get this one in. Whitney at the line. Off the back iron. Starters check back in, and for Sandpoint, Misty and Kaylee will sit down. Who else? Morgan sits down. We've got Charlotte, Summer, Misty, Whitney, and Precious in here for Sandpoint. And a new player checking in for both those shots missed, but Whitney gets her own rebound. Precious almost has the ball stolen. Finds Whitney driving basket, cross the post to Misty. Outside, Summer for three. Off the top of the rim. Ella on the rebound. Over to Jada. She finds Trinity. No, not Trinity. Sorry. Shaylee Nezra. Layup no good. 2:20 to go in the game. San Fran up by 14. Charlotte Marcus gets past the defense for an easy layup. Timeout called there by Coach Fame Joe Newton. Just going to take a quick second here to talk to the girls. Just don't want to see them give up. You know, everything's a coachable moment. She wants to take this time here, and knowing Fanny Joe, she wants to take the time to make sure she gets some coaching moments in here, teach these girls how to persevere through the game and do their best. 45-29, Sandpoint with a 16-point lead here. 2:09 left to go in this game. Checking in on the score, see if we can get a score check for the boys. Nothing doing there. But if they're over there on the, they'll be live on KSCB here in just a few minutes with Chris and Chris. 2 minutes left to go here in this game. Sandpoint up by 16, 45-29. At the buzzer, the two teams will come out. And like we said earlier, these two teams, plus the boys, will be going up north to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic. We'll have some good basketball up there.
4-0.
And it looks like King Cove's up by 4 over there in King Cove right now as they start the game off. 4-0. Lady Eagles, 16-point lead. 2 minutes left to go here in this game. King Cove with the ball. Rivera checks back in. Finds Mary May. Ball poked out by the rookies, or the Eagles. The King Cove is trying to pass the ball into the post. Charlotte takes the ball up to Sandpoint. Precious. Whitney for two. Nice shot. Just over the rim. 90 seconds left in the game. Ella for two. Hard off the glass. What a big attempt for rebounding there by Tiana. And she crashes the boards. That'll be a foul. 1:33 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint up by 16. Charlotte sends it in. Gets the ball back. Whitney with the ball on the outside to Precious. She's left wide open for three. Angles to the right. Whitney's able to save it. Mary May will pick it up. 1:20 left to go in the game. Good hustle there by Smith. Oh, Charlotte picks the ball up. Leaves it. Picked up by Summer. She's got a cross the post pass over to Smith. Precious for a long two. Front rim no good. And 1 minute left to go here in the game. 45-29 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Shot for three by Mary May. Ella gets a rebound. Oh, her putback rolls around the whole rim. Just can't get it to stick. Sandpoint now with the ball. Marcus drives in. Hits the traffic, but gets around. Puts it to the layup on the left-hand side. That's good. 30 seconds left to go. 47-29 in favor of the Eagles. King Cove with the ball. Shot up by the rookies, no good. Mary May on the board. Back outside, 20 seconds left. She puts up a three. Summer Walls on the rebound. Over to Charlotte. Charlotte has Whitney to the far right. She's going to fakes the pass and puts in the left-hand layup. Really faked out the defense on that one, too. 4 seconds left to go here. Sandpoint up by 20. Shot by Rivera. No good. Final score of the game. 49-29. Again, Sandpoint with 49. King Cove with 29. That does it here for tonight's game. We will have, there's a game tomorrow at 8 in the morning. This is Oscar Roof signing off for KSTP.
All right, we are going to hop on over to King Cove in mere moments. Please stay tuned.
This is Virgil. This is KSTP. That was Austin live on air. We're going to go to the mainland in mere moments. I'll leave that right up there. Turn that off. Play you a song, and I'll be back. We are going live to the mainland, to the Alaska Peninsula with you and me, Chris and Chris, right here, live on KSTP.
All right. We're on the air here. We have to wait for the girls to get done over there in Sandpoint. We just started the second period here. Of the game here tonight of the Sandpoint Eagles boys versus the King Cove T-Jacks. We got a score of your hometown T-Jacks 11 and your visiting Eagles 5. And we got a good game going on here. Been a pretty aggressive game. King Cove is coming out in full force tonight.
Yep.
And trying to make a statement. As they're coming off of two losses from last weekend, and Riley just puts up another two for King Cove. Dang, Riley's feeling it tonight. With that defense, they're finding it now. Out to number four of Sandpoint. I'll get some names here in a minute. Out to no good. Shot up by Sandpoint. No good. Rebounded by Chase. King Cove's bringing it down over to Riley, back out to Chase. Oh, knocked away by Tyler. And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. And Tyler will send it in to Ryu.
Something like that.
And then out to Rowdy. And Rowdy puts it up for three.
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, no, actually up for two.
For two, yeah, not bad.
So. Sandpoint answers back with a quick two.
Yep.
Chase got it down for King Cove out to Riley. Back over to Brennan.
Ooh.
Over to Riley's going to put it up.
Hey, oh, for a three.
Nothing but net.
And Riley answers back with a quick three.
But net.
So that brings our T-Jack 16, your Eagles 7. Out to back into Tyler. Tyler's going to go in the paint, out to Ryu, back over to Rowdy. Rowdy going to try for another three.
Oh, wow.
Rowdy answered back with the number
another
three.
Okay. All righty.
So just a six-point lead for King Cove as Brennan brings it in. Over to Robert. Robert's looking at it. No good. Chase says, he going to try?
Ooh.
In and out, no good. Rebounded by number four of Sandpoint, Ryu, which I know I'm probably saying his name wrong.
out to Tyler. Tyler's going in. Back at the right hoop.
We're thinking
all the way over to Rowdy. Rowdy's going to get answer for another three. Whoa, he was hitting the arm. No good. Rebounded by Tyler.
Ooh.
And Tyler's going to get
who was that? Is that
get a foul that I think is going to be on Robert.
3-4,
yep. 3-4,
yep. Ooh.
Okay, nobody's going to the line. Rowdy's going to send it in out to Tyler.
Ooh.
Tyler's heavily guarded by two Peter Pan, or two King Cole people.
Ooh.
Ooh, slips and falls.
Ooh.
And it'll be King Cole's ball.
Man, it's just, it's intense right now. I can feel it.
So Chase is going to bring it up for King Cole.
They need to find that play, man. That's just
back out to Logan.
Logan thinking.
All the way back to Chase.
Why
and
not?
Chase going to put it up.
Woo!
Back with three.
Nothing but net, baby.
Nothing but net. These guys are coming off of, like I said, two losses last weekend, and they're playing phenomenal, phenomenal ball tonight.
Yep. It's different, man. It's just that
I don't know if it's the hometown, you know, playing on your home field. I'm sure that, you know, gives some momentum, plus having the fans here rooting for you.
Yep.
Back out to Tyler again with Sample. Back out to all the way back over to Rowdy again. Rowdy says he's going to answer for three. No good, way short. He gets his own rebound, thinking about putting it back up. No, nope. Going to go cross court to Ryu. Back out to number 42, which is Peter Kalugin, and he misses.
Oh, my goodness.
And Ryu going to try to put up. No good. Rebounded by Peter Kalugin.
Wow.
And into...
Wow.
Oh, I don't know how many rebounds Sam Point got, but that was great. And that was Jeremy McGlad who put it up for two. So King Cove's going to bring it up. Brennan's bringing it up.
There you go.
Out to Logan.
Logan thinking.
Back over to Brennan.
Brennan's thinking.
Back into Chase. Back out to Brennan.
Ooh.
Oh, into Robert. Robert's in the pit. Robert's going to put up for two.
Oh,
bounces in and out. No good. Rebounded by Tyler. Tyler's going to let it slow. Out to Rowdy. Rowdy said he wants to try to make a shot. No good.
Oh.
This is it. Rebounded by, or taken away by Chase. Clear over to Brennan of King Cove. Back out to Riley. Riley said he's going to try it. Three. No good.
Way too.
Rebounded by Rowdy. And all the way up to Ryu. And back into Rowdy.
Rowdy wants to set up a
Rowdy
play.
Rowdy setting up a play.
Yep.
Over to Tyler.
Tyler's thinking.
Back into Ryo, back into number 42, which is Peter Kalugin.
And he misses.
And so Chase will bring it back down for King Cove. All the way up to Riley. King Cove's been lucky tonight. They've been able to shoot on the outside. They've been shooting a lot of three-pointers tonight.
Yeah, they're finding their rhythm, all right.
See if they can keep it up. Chase with another.
Ooh,
tries to go three, no good.
Oh, and Logan
taken away
it.
By Logan.
Logan got the rebound.
They missed Logan last week. He wasn't able to play last week.
Ooh.
And Brennan tried to put up three, no good. And so Sam Point will bring it down. So they've got Logan back tonight. I don't know if that. I'm sure that's giving them a little bit of fire also. So Sam Point turns it over to King Cove. And so Chase is going to bring it down for King Cove.
Right,
we got 155 left in this first half.
Yep.
If this is the way the first half is, I can't imagine what the second half is going to be.
Yeah.
Back out to Chase. Back over to Riley. Back to Chase.
Oh,
back
wow.
Over to Logan. Wide open.
Wow.
I don't know what Wiretap point was thinking, but Logan was just, I'm wide open.
I know. I haven't seen that.
All right. Move it in for
him. Oh, wow.
And Tyler pushes through.
Wow.
The man there and gets 2 points up for Sam Point. So we're looking at Sam Point 14, your hometown T-Jacks 21. Riley,
ooh,
almost been taken away.
Yep. They're putting that pressure.
Brennan, back up to Chase.
Ooh.
All the way cross court to Riley.
Oh, my goodness.
Riley almost knocked away. Back into Brennan.
Aye.
Help.
There you go. And Chase is looking.
This is looking.
Okay.
Had a couple players in the...
Ooh.
Brennan's going to try to move it up to Logan.
Oh,
Logan.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Oh, we got a foul. It's going to be on Logan. I was surprised a little bit on that one.
So Logan gets a foul on Rowdy there.
Yeah. A little bit of surprise.
So that'll calm it down a little bit as Sandpoint brings it down to their side of the game. Out to Tyler. Tyler was thinking. Over to Ryan. Oh, off the way. And Tyler gets it. 27 seconds left.
Wow. Bravo.
They got him tight on that. I seen that.
Yeah, he put his head down.
I realized what I did.
Oh, I know. He's like,
All right. So Kinko's going to bring it up. Chase is bringing it up. And Chase says, we're going to settle it down now. Out to Brennan. Back up to Chase. Back to Brennan. Leading up a little clock here.
They're going to set up one play.
Back into Logan. Back up to Riley. Back to Chase. Back up to Brennan. Just eating up some clock here. 4 seconds. Before they go in the half. Brennan says, you got to put up at the buzzer beater.
Ooh.
Ref says no good, even if it went in. So.
Oh.
All right. So at the end of the first half, you have your hometown T-Jack.
21.
And your Eagles, 14. So we're going to take a quick 10-minute break here. I'm going to turn it back over to Virgil, and we'll be back in to join you for the second half. Again, if you're not doing anything tonight, come on out. Lots of food here. Split the pot going on. And nice and warm here in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invite you to come out. So back to you, Virgil.
Back to you, Virgil.
Chris and Chris, thank you so much. We'll wait for the call back here in just a few moments. They'll catch their breath and bring you the second half of T-Jack's basketball. We're broadcasting while I'm in Sandpoint. The gentlemen that are bringing you this game are live from the Alaska Peninsula, the town of King Cove. Moving on, we'll hear a little bit of music and be back in just a few more moments. Thank you for tuning in, apradio.org.
The kids are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies. You taught them to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers, mop the floors, and stand tall like no one's ever been here before at all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in the way. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, though you think days you'll be. Your funeral was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. Kids are in town for a funeral, and the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, but you think days you'll be. Was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. If you could see him now, you'd be proud. Where you think days you'd be. Your funeral was beautiful. Kids are in town for a funeral, Pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy. All your hats, erase the claim, like who gets to ride shotgun. Your pocket knife, it went missing, I think we know who got that one. You used to let her cut the ribbons on all of her own presents. It made me nervous, but now I see we just taught different lessons.
Hubbard right there on KSDP. We got a little bit of music in between the games. We are going back to the mainland here in just a moment. When we left at halftime, King Cove 21, Sand Point 14. If you missed, oh, there they are. All right, I've got Chris and Chris on the line. They just rang in, so we're not going to hear any more music. We are going to go straight to the game. And once again, if you had missed it, the final score for the ladies, Sandpoint 49, King Cove 29. Give me just a second, and I'm going to hand you over.
Hello? Oh, I thought we lost you.
All righty. Hold on just a second. Let me throw some music on.
half here. I got a minute for 2 seconds left before the second half begins. We're looking at your score of your hometown T-Jacks 21 and your Sandpoint Eagles 14. We'll go over the teams here. Sandpoint, I'll try not to butcher these names too bad. Sandpoint, we got Rowdy Tripp, Julian Carlson, Caden Foster, Landon Deering, Tyler Gunderson, Devon Nielsen, Peter Kalugin, Dawson Galvin, Jeremy McLashin, Ippy Encinto, Michael Kezenovkoff, Capo Kamagani, Ryu Vizichu, and Sheedon Fakulia, I guess. If I butchered those, I'm sorry. For your King Cove, we have Jersey Mac, Logan Iapana, Michael Chase Gould, Brennan Larson, Sailor Gould, Robert Thompson, Riley Wilson, Elliot Farr, Sam Brandle, James Brook, Desmond Yechmanov, Tito Medina, and Troy Gould. They're coached by Ricky Dela Cruz, and your Sandpoint Eagles are coached by Brandon Smith. All right, we're back into the second half here. As King Cove tries to answer back with a quick point, but doesn't make it. Tyner's going to bring it up for Sandpoint.
I'm going to stick now.
Back out to Rowdy. Back over to Tyler.
Tyler's thinking. He's got the ball in his hand.
Back out to Ryu.
Ryu.
Ooh. Out to Peter. Back out to Rowdy. Rowdy was going to try for it. All the way out to Tyler. Oh, Tyler tried to go in, no good. Kind of a bump there. Chase got it. Oh,
wow.
And Chase and Ryan went to the ground there. But Brendan was there to recover it for King Cove.
Yep.
So Brendan's going to bring it down for King Cove out to Riley. Back over to Brendan, back to Chase. Kind of just passing it around the outside, or the outside here.
They're finding a play they need to set up. That's what they're doing. They're finding something.
Out to Robert. Back over to Riley. Ricky's pointing to tell him to set it up.
Come on.
Back out to Logan.
Yep, they're doing
all the way back out to Chase.
Ooh.
Back into Brennan.
Ooh.
And Brennan was tipped on that one. No good.
And
Rowdy's going to bring it down.
Here comes Sandpoint. Fast break.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
And Brennan was there, and I think he's going to draw the foul. He helped Rowdy up off the court.
Sportsmanship.
There's sportsmanship there.
Yep.
So, Tyler's going to inbound it for Sandpoint.
Yep.
Back up to Peter.
Oops. What are you thinking about it?
Back over to Ryu.
Rowdy. Rowdy's thinking.
Back up to Rowdy. Back up to Rowdy. Rowdy's thinking she's going to try for three.
Ooh.
And he has to hit with quick three.
Wow, Rowdy. What a
just like that.
Ooh, okay.
We're only a one-point game here.
So this is going to get intense now.
So Riley's got it for King Cole.
Oh, here comes
and
that three.
Heavily pressured by two men. Back over to Brennan. Back to Chase. Back up to Brennan.
Ooh.
If they want to drive it in, Riley's going to try it first. His three.
Ooh.
Oh, good. Rebounded by Ryan. Ooh. And Sandpoint will bring it down. I don't know why they didn't put the score up there for Sandpoint. Out to Tyler. Back up to Rowdy.
Rowdy's just thinking.
Back into Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the Ryu. Ryu's going to work it over to the other side.
Oh.
Back out to Tyler. Tyler's going to go in the paint. And, oh, wow. Sandpoint tried to make a shot there. No good. Rebounded by Brennan. Back over to Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Chase is working it back around over to Brennan.
All right.
He's heavily guarded there. Can't really make it into the. And
ooh.
Chase tries for three. In and out. No good.
Ooh.
Gets his own rebound, though. And he's going to go court, cross court, and
so
good.
Almost.
And out. Almost there.
Yep.
Almost there.
Yep.
Oh, here comes
Rowdy. Rowdy's going to bring it down for Sandpoint.
He's thinking.
Back out to Tyler. Back out to Ryu.
Mm-hmm.
Back out to Glasson. Back into Tyler. Tyler's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And back out to Chase. And King Cove's going to bring it down.
Figuring out what play they want.
I thought we were going to have a one-point game, but I guess not. I guess.
Oh, wow. Nice little jump shot by Chase.
So your T-Jack's 23 and your Eagles 17. Out to Rowdy. Back over to Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going to try it for three. In and out. Oh, good. Rebounded by Brendan.
Rebound by Brendan. That fast.
All the way over to Riley. Oh, they're putting pressure on him. Riley's being guarded by McGlashan there. Or, excuse me, yeah. Jeremy McGlashan. Back over to Chase. Back out to Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Sandpoint's playing some heavy D.
Yep.
Keeping him out of the paint. Keeping him out of the key.
Ooh.
Making him work from the outside.
They're trying to find something.
Two players inside for King Cole. Robert. Robert's going to try. He says no good. Got him back out to Chase. Chase going to put it up.
Ooh.
No good. Almost rebounded by Brennan.
Rowdy's going all the way.
Rowdy's got it. A tip off from Jeremy. And Chase knocks it out.
No, I can see how fast he's going, man.
Here we go. Out to Riley. Riley's going to put it up three. In and out. No good. Almost rebounded by Rowdy, but Brennan was there to grab it. All the way down to Logan. Nobody was there for Logan.
Wow! I've seen that play right
Logan
there.
Logan said, throw it to me. I'm open. Nobody's down here.
Wow!
All right. So, Ryu was going to bring it up for Sandpoint. Into Peter. Back out to Tyler. Back out to Ryu. Back over to Rowdy. No good. Almost rebounded by McGlashan there. Almost a foul there.
He's like, my fault, sorry.
Brennan, he was, yeah. McGlashan and Brennan kind of got a little hooked up.
Ooh.
Chase had to go in for shot. No good. We got a jump. Robert there, he just tried to use his force.
Dang. Yeah. Robert just like, give me that.
I had a weird feeling. He's like, give me that. Robert was built like a football player there, so... But a very good defensive player
present
for King Cove. And so it'll be Sandpoint's ball.
Yep.
As we got Tyler back into Peter.
Oh, wow.
Peter puts it up for two.
Nice little jump shot by Peter.
And we've got Dawson in now for Sandpoint also. Robert back out to Brennan. Back out to Chase.
Ooh,
off the fingers of King Cove, and Rowdy was there to get it.
Here they go.
Out to Dawson. Back into McGlashan. Back out to Brennan. He's like, save it. Dawson was there to get it. Peter looking not good. Rowdy. Brennan's a little bit hurting.
We
got an injury.
Yep. Brennan's like, I need help. I need stuff out. He's like, his head. I need
help.
He hit something, man. I just saw it when he was running.
Oh, it's a side there. Got the wind knocked out of him.
I think it's a Charlie horse.
Yeah, he was going to try to stretch it on the side there, but
it's not.
So we got, we did have a foul there, so that's going to send Tyler to the line.
Yeah.
For Sandpoint. First shot up, no good. Taylor comes in for Brennan.
Brennan's going to need to stretch out. And
all right, Tyler's got one more shot.
Ooh.
25-19, no good.
Ooh.
Rebounded by Chase.
Uh-huh.
Off the fingers of Rowdy.
Ooh.
Riley was thinking about it. Back out to Logan, off the fingers of Dawson.
Oh,
a little miscommunication there with Chase and Riley, but Riley gets it.
Yep.
Back over to Taylor. Back into Chase. Back inside to Robert. Robert said he can put up for two.
Ooh.
In and out, no good. Rebounded by McGlashan.
And here comes
Rowdy.
Coming in fast.
And Rowdy going to put up two.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so we got a 25-21 game here with your King Cove T-Jacks up. Riley's got it now for King Cove out to Chase. All the way across court to Riley. Riley said he's going to put up three. Oh! And Riley has back to three.
What? You cannot leave. Get off in, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
He's not a very tall player, but he's on the mark tonight. Peter in for McGlashan now with the ball. Back to Rowdy. Back out to Zach. Back out to Dawson.
or excuse me, Tyler back out to Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going to put it up for three.
Oh!
And Rowdy answered back with three.
I just had a weird feeling. Did you say
we got an intense third period going,
oh, why not?
No, short, he was hit. Rowdy tried for three. Saved by Robert. Chase was in there. Chase going to put up a two. Oh. No good. Rebounded by Dawson.
Oh,
away by Logan.
Oh.
And Logan can't hold it in bounds.
I've seen that, man. Logan had it. He knew it. Oh, looks like Brent's going to come in. He's like, I'm
Brent's
going to
come in.
He's ready.
He's telling everybody, I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm back.
All right, so Tyler's going to bring it down for your standpoint out to Rowdy. Back out to Dawson.
Ooh.
Back over to Rowdy. Riley, heavy pressure on him. Back over to Tyler, back out to Peter. Back over to Tyler.
Ooh, he's looking at the clock a little bit.
Back out to Dawson. Dawson said he's going to put it up. No good. Way short. Rebounded by Chase. Chase going to hold it. Let's send everybody back down to the other side.
So they can play a little bit of clock time now. All right.
9 seconds left in the third period here.
They got one shot.
I just let the clock run out.
Yeah, get one shot off.
Oh, Brennan's going to be.
I seen that.
Charged for.
You got to be careful on that hand.
Yep.
You got to be careful on that.
All right, so 2 seconds left in the third period here.
Whoa.
Point. Rowdy tries to make one.
No! Are you serious?
Put a three-point up at the buzzer. And so, we got ourselves a
one-point possession. What is up with Rowdy, man? Wow.
So, when Sandpoint needed somebody to come back, Rowdy has stepped up.
Oh, my God.
This period.
Holy smokers. Whoa.
And Riley has had an amazing period for KO this period also. So 27-28 with your Eagles behind by one point. Remember at the beginning of this, it was almost scoreless first period.
Yeah.
And then King Cole took the lead and stayed with the lead. Has never lost the lead. But we're going to see what's going to happen here in the fourth period. So.
I'm getting shivers down my something, and I'm getting heat in here now.
This is a good game.
Oh, gosh, man. This is intense now, boys. Yeah.
Both of these teams are playing to their full potential tonight, which is what the crowd wants to see.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the coaches are impressed with what they're seeing tonight.
Everybody, you better buckle up and get your popcorn ready.
Yep. All right, here we go. King Cole's going to bring it in. Brandon's going to bring it in to Robert. Brandon says he's going to answer that with two.
Oh, hey! He's going to answer with three!
Oh. So just like that, Brandon puts up the first 2 points of the fourth period.
Yep.
Tyler's got it out to Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going to think about it. No. He said he's going to dribble a little bit more. Back over to Tyler. Ooh. Heavy D here being battled man-on-man.
Oh,
by Brennan.
No.
Quick pass into Peter there, and Brennan was there to answer it, and Chase is going to get it. Chase is going to drive in for quick shot.
Oh,
and get fouled.
Oh,
ooh, and he fell hard.
The wind looked like.
He got the wind knocked out of him. I think he's going to.
Wait. He's like. Look, give me time.
He's going to be all right.
Oh, he got that win.
Whew. He got the win.
Yeah, and I know. I just seen that. It was like, ooh.
He got the win knocked out of him.
He's looking at his jaw.
Yeah.
Make sure.
They don't have, like, the NFL, you know, concussion protocol there, but
oof.
Officials are looking at him.
Making sure
he didn't,
like, his head
bite his tongue. And,
ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, I just seen that. It's like, ooh.
All right, so he's going to go to the line for two.
Mm-hmm.
Chase will be. Not a real heavy fouling game tonight. The fouls have been really, really low, which has been good.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chase, first shot is up.
Ooh.
And it's no good in and out.
Okay.
And we got Ryu coming back in for Sandpoint, and Galvin's going to sit down.
All right.
And second shot is up.
And it's good. That's on the net. Nice.
All right.
Nice
Second free throw there.
And Chase says D up. So D up, D up.
All right, here comes Tyler. Yep. Out to Riley. Over to Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going to put it in for three. No good. Hits the rim. Oh, wow. And Robert's going to be fouled by Peter.
I seen the push.
Yeah. Peter pretty much laid right into Robert there. I don't think Robert really
like mattered.
Knew what was happening there.
I know. Just like
he wanted to put the ball up there, but all right. So Chase is going to bring it down for King Cove. Back over to Chase. Back into miscommunication there.
Oh,
I don't. They were going to quick pass to Logan there, but it didn't work out. So Rowdy got it. Back over to Tyler. Tyler's got two men on himself. Back up to Ryu. Back over to Rowdy.
Traveling.
Yep, I seen that. Sam, King Cove is putting two men on the ball handler when they can.
Yeah, that's
and
smart.
Putting a lot of pressure on them, and they're making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, back over to Chase. Back out to Brennan. Back over to Chase.
He's thinking. Ooh.
And back to Brennan. Robert says, I'm ready. I'm blocking.
All right. I'm
you want to drive in there? Brennan says, drive in. No good. Rebounded by Tyler.
Wow.
Kicked away by King Cove.
Wow. So, standpoint still got something in them.
So, Raul. Oh, almost taken away there. Tyler, back out to Rowdy.
I was thinking.
Back over to Tyler. Back out to Ryu.
They're pressuring him.
Back into Rowdy. Rowdy's there. And,
I seen that. Rowdy.
Logan's going to draw a foul.
He jumped that. I just watched that.
Yep.
It's like when Logan jumped and Rowdy's like, got him. It's like, boom.
So that's going to send Rowdy to the line.
All right.
First shot is up, and it's no good. Guys got to practice these free throws. They're an extra 2 points.
It's like it's something on the line. You
they're
know.
Free.
Yep.
That's why they're called free throws.
It's a lot of pressure.
All right, so we're going to see what he can do with the second shot here.
Mm-hmm.
And second shot is up, and
it's okay.
And good. Round it went, and in. All right, so Brennan's going to take it down for King Cove. 5-5, or about 5:40 left in this last period. Riley's going to try for three, and no good. Robert's going to just draw a foul. So that'll send Robert to the line for two.
Wow, Robert is like, say, I got it.
Hopefully Robert can
can
put his 2 points up here.
Yep. All right, here we go.
First shot is up.
Nice. There you go.
Nice job there.
Woo.
You can do the same with the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the lead ahead a little bit more.
Yep.
And the second one is good, too. Somebody's been practicing their free throws.
That's part of the
good practice. Job there, Robert. So that brings your hometown T-Jags 34 and your Sandpoint Eagles 28.
Eight.
Right, we've got the ball for Sandpoint. Doing some fancy footwork there.
Yep, I see that.
Back over to Tyler. Tyler tried to pass it to somebody, and Brendan was there to stop it.
Boy, you put pressure.
And Tyler gets it back.
Nobody's there to guard Brendan. He's down. Oh, and he gets
He can't get his own rebound.
Oh, I've seen that, man. Oh.
Wow. Brendan stole it and went coast to coast.
Oh,
and he couldn't produce 2 points.
Yep, man.
Oh. So Brennan's going to inbound it for King Cove over to Logan. Logan says he'll answer.
Why not?
And Logan was wide open, and he'll put two in for tonight.
Why not?
So Rowdy's got it now for Sandpoint. Oh, we got to call a timeout.
Oh, yeah, we got timeout.
All right, we want to thank KS during the timeout here. We want to thank KSCP for allowing these games to be broadcasted. We had the women's game earlier in Sandpoint. Tomorrow we will have the game in Sandpoint, I believe, at 8, and the boys' game at 10 here. Both of those games will be broadcasted. So if you are listening on the airwaves, we appreciate you listening, and we hope you're enjoying the show and the intensity that we're feeling here watching
by these two teams.
And we'd like to thank some sponsors. Of course, we'd like to thank Precision Air. Thank Theo for flying our teams back and forth. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to thank the Shumigan Corporation, the Aleut Corporation, King Cove Corporation, the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove for their support for KSDP. Without the support of our, without the support of these people, KSDP wouldn't be able to broadcast. So we thank you for their support. All right, we're going to come back into our game here.
So there's still a little bit of time left. Sandpoint can make a comeback a little bit, but it's that time now, you know.
All right, here we go. Sandpoint's going to inbound it. Rowdy's saying, come on, let's set up.
Yep, let's go.
They're up. Back out to Rowdy. Oh. Back over to Tyler. Tyler. Oh. Brought it in through his legs. Lost it. Robert was there to grab it. Slides it over to Chase. Chase is going to send it out to Brennan. Our refs tonight are Joe Calver and Charles Mack, our officiators. Back out to Riley. Almost stolen away there by Tyler. Back to Riley again. Rash in there guarding him. Back over to Brennan.
Ooh, Brennan needs help. Oh, there you go.
Back to Logan. He's kind of running some clock out here.
Ooh, yikes.
Man. Back to Brennan.
It's that pressure.
Back over to Riley.
Woo-hoo.
Back to Brennan. Back to Chase. They're just saying, let's just run a little clock out here. Ooh. Back over to Brennan. Nobody making any ridiculous shots right now, Chase. Oh, knocked off of Chase's foot.
Oh, my.
Who's going to get the rebound? Oh, he's got it there. Sends it all the way to Riley. Back to Robert. Oh, Robert couldn't get there. Short. Oh, and Logan's going to draw another foul.
Yep.
All right. So 36-28 with your T-Jacks up. 3:43 left in the last period here. Sandpoint's going to bring it down. You see they're getting a little tired, a little wore out.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, all the way over to Rowdy. Oh, Rowdy, nobody was there to guard him. So he just stepped right in. Oh, back.
No.
Yep. Chase had the ball, and he stepped in. He's kind of arguing with the ref there a little bit, but Joe's showing him, exactly what he did.
Easy, Brent. Easy, gotta get easy.
Don't need to get a technical.
Yeah, just easy. Come on.
You're not going to change the ref's mind. So.
There, okay.
There's no sense in arguing with the ref.
Yeah. I know. Just gotta take a chill. That's what Brandon's saying. Chill. That's what I like about it.
Yep. All right. So Chase is going to bring it down. Over to Saylor. Back out to Brennan. Almost taken away by Raul. Back over to Chase. Chase being guarded by two people. Wow. Our two sand pointers. Back into Riley. Riley said he's going to go in.
Oh!
And Riley got a tap, and it's going to be a foul on Peter.
Oh, wow.
And I think that might. Nope, that's not. Oh, that's going to send Riley to the line.
Wow, that's a foul, right? You got him.
Yep. Sand points on their fourth foul now, so. So, see what Riley can do here. Nice. King Cove's a little bit better shooting on free throws tonight than Sandpoint.
Yeah.
So, we got one more shot up. Nice. All right. We got an 8-point lead by your hometown T-Jack.
It's never over.
Okay, Riley's coming up. Back over to Tyler. Tyler said he's going to drive in. He got to put up for
nice. Wow, what a quick.
That was a nice shot right over the top of Robert.
That was very.
To put in two by Tyler. Over to Riley. Being guarded by two stand points.
Ooh.
So is Brennan.
Ooh.
Tipped in to Saylor.
Oh, travel.
My goodness, man.
All right.
Oh, it looks like we got Logan coming in.
Logan's coming back in. Saylor's going back out.
Oh, man, Dad. 2 minutes left.
32-38 with your hometown T-Jack up. 2:39 left.
Ooh.
See what's going to happen here. Right, who's going to bring it down?
We're heading closer.
Back over to Tyler. back into Rowdy, and Rowdy wasn't there to grab it. Little wild pass there.